بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected brothers and sisters in the Altrincham Masjid community, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these very difficult times that you and all Muslims are well and safe, inshaAllah ta'ala. We are all grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have entered our month of Sha'ban in our current Islamic year, 1441 Hijri. We collectively make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the time, the life, the energy to enter Ramadan, to be able to fast Ramadan, to be able to perform Salatul Taraweeh throughout the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the tawfiq and the barakah and the pleasure of reaching Laylatul Qadr and carrying out the correct and acts of ibadah in that blessed night. My brothers and sisters, the current coronavirus crisis are a real test to all of us. Let's make no mistake that by the end of these crises, which we pray are soon, we will either pass and we will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will individually feel much more stronger that we have passed this unique test. Or alternatively, God forbid, if we do not pass, then we will hugely regret. What I specifically mean by this imtihan, by this test, is that number one, our sabr, our patience will be tested at all levels. Let's be frank and open. Many of us are suddenly without income. A huge number of ourselves are worried and concerned about their financial future, employed or self-employed. We are worried and concerned about our children in their schools, universities and colleges, their future, their jobs, their security. Number two, of course, we are and will be tested on the strength of our akhlaq. We will be individually and collectively as a community be tested with the strength of our manners. What I mean by that specifically is this. We start with the individual level. Humbly myself and all of us on individual level. We suddenly have plenty of time on our hand, a huge amount of free time on our hand. How are we going to best use this time? Number two, at home, our relationship with our spouses, our relationship with our children, the relationship between children and parents, husbands and wives, will be truly tested. Space at home is limited. We are all trying to do our work. And as we arrive to Ramadan, the blessed day of Ramadan may be long and we have nowhere to go. So we need to train ourselves. This is the test that will show how strong our conduct of ethics is. Again and again, what we need to be practicing is sabr. If my spouse, if my wife, if my husband, if my children towards parents, if we lose temper, if we behave in slightly angry manner, everyone else should be trained and prepared to bear with that without making big issues, containing the problem and making sure that we pass through the test and prepare for the following day. Our code of ethics will be tested when it comes to our people around us, our neighbors, our relatives. We are all doing online forms of business. Our customers, whether we are at the sending end, issuing invoices, being landlords, and so on and so forth, or receiving ends, being people who are expected to pay on time in various forms. The real test is upon us now in adhering to our code of Islam and showing the best and highest level of manners. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in hadith sahih narrated by Abi Darda radiyallahu anhu and reported in the sahih of Abu Dawood says, peace be upon him, ubghuni fi du'afaikum fa innama turzaquna aw tunsaruna bi du'afaikum. The hadith means, O Muslims, seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in giving a hand, in helping, in assisting those who are poor, those who are in need. And the hadith continues, in you will be rewarded your rizq, you will be rewarded success and victory if you stand by those amongst you who are weak. The term weak include those who are weak physically, and of course, those who are weak socially and financially. Everyone is worried about his income, his or her income. There will be, in the coming weeks and months, many, many people in our immediate circle, when it comes to our immediate family, extended family, when it comes to our community, when it comes to our Muslim Ummah. Everyone is in need now of income, and that is where our test will be severe. It is only right that we train ourselves now as we work out our zakat for the month of Ramadan, as we work out financially the amount of money that we will be able to assist our charitable organizations. We need to be ready to be as generous as we can. People in our Muslim Ummah in Kashmir, in Yemen, and everywhere else where the Ummah is in need of financial help will be possibly this Ramadan more in need than any other time. And we need to be ready to financially support in the best possible way. I wish to end by reminding myself and respectfully yourselves with three important verses and dua that we need to repeat every morning and every evening while these crises are upon us, please. Number one, that we read Surah Al-Ikhlas and the two Mu'awadhat three times every morning and every evening. I repeat, to read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ three times in the morning and three times in the evening. Two, to read three times in the morning and three times in the evening the following dua: نَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ أَتَّامَاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. I repeat, نَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ أَتَّامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. Three times in the morning, three times in the evening. And finally, the dua again, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا يَضُرُّ مَعَ اسْمِهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. three times in the morning, three times in the evening. I will send these two du'as in a written format to Brother Amjad, who can make them available to you, inshallah. Stay safe at home. Make plenty of du'a. Let's all do plenty and plenty of istighfar. Tawbah ila Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's all appeal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us His mercy Azza wa Jal, and that this waba, this virus with all its worldwide implications, is lifted. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا وإياكم إلى ما فيه مرضاته. اللهم بلغنا رمضان وأعنا فيه على الصيام والقيام وغض البصر وحفظ اللسان. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.